In this gospel, the woman who is repenting from her sins and weeping at the feet of Jesus, in the house of the Pharisee who didn't show hospitality to Jesus or much hospitality, it all seems like it was arranged because of the details of it, how the woman brings an alabaster jar, kisses his feet, wipes them with her hair, and anoints his feet, and it all corresponds to the lack of hospitality of the Pharisee. All seems so arranged. And that's the way God's will is. Of course, the characters here didn't arrange it, but God in his wisdom did. To show such a beautiful story, my favorite gospel passage of the love of the woman for Jesus, and also her deep sorrow for her sins and her deep humility and humiliation that she brings upon herself, going publicly repenting to the world, really, publicly repenting before those who kind of maybe hate her, the Pharisees, and judge her, and how Jesus doesn't judge her at all. In fact, he forgives her and cleanses her from all her sins and praises her for her faith and her love. And it's interesting, when we're sorry for our sins, we're sorry for the shame of our sins, maybe, or that that this comes upon our name, our sins of the past, that we can't receive communion, maybe, or that we're not going to church because of our sins, and we feel sorry for all those reasons. Because we're not a good Catholic, Christian, because of our sins, all these kind of reasons. And our Lord says to him, it's all about love with Jesus. What if I forgave somebody who owed me 500 days wages, or somebody that owed me 50 days wages? How much is 500 days wages? That's more than a year's wages. What is it? A year and a half's wages. So if you make the average salary, $50,000 a year? So say $75,000 you owe me, or 50 days wages, month and a half's wages. That's a lot of money. And he forgives those debts. And he says, which one would love the forgiver more? Not which one would forgive and forget the debt, but which one would love him more? Which one? So Jesus is talking about not just not having to pay debts, but loving the forgiver, and the forgiven doing the loving. So, you know, we're talking about sins, and we're always thinking about other things other than love. And yet this is what Jesus focuses on, and this is what we should focus on too when it comes to our sins, how much we have not loved God, and how much we should love God more, and how much our past sins should draw us to love God more when he forgives us in confession and sorrow for our sins. In the humiliation, we should be ready. How many people don't want to go to confession because it's hard, because it's a penance, because it's a humiliation, because I have to mention my sins? You know, how many people avoid for those stupid reasons? And yet this woman publicly exposes herself, publicly humiliates herself, gets down on her knees, and weeps on the feet of Jesus, maybe takes his sandals off, and the feet being the lowest member of the body, this woman goes to the feet and lowers herself to that point, weeps for her sins. She's truly, deeply sorry for her sins, for the shame of them, for the hurt that they've done, but also for the hurt that has caused God in Jesus being God, who she seems to have faith in. She weeps and then lowers herself again, wiping her his feet with her hair, getting the dirt all over her hair, and then spending money, pouring this costly ointment on his feet, and then wiping that with her hair, weeping. In addition to the humiliation of coming before people who are judging her, coming before anybody who knows now she admits her sins, what kind of complete contrition is this? Complete contrition. Wouldn't it be nice if we had this kind of total, complete contrition, humiliation, confession, and then repairing by this kind of humiliation, repairing and loving God, loving the one who she has offended. So all of these things we need to put into our contrition as we go into confession, confessing, humbling ourselves, doing that, and then loving God more after our sins, loving God more so that we don't sin again, loving God more so that we draw closer and closer to Him, even through our past sins. We ask St. Mary Magdalene, who this may likely be, and Our Lady to help us have this kind of perfect contrition.